Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about this week because this is our 14th anniversary week. Now, it's not the 14th anniversary of my business. I've been in, well, in a way it is, I guess, but I started my small business in 1989, as I've told you before. I was downsized twice in the 80s. And in the second time, I decided that I didn't need any help screwing up my life. I could do that by myself. So I didn't go looking for another job in second time. On May 29th, 1989, at 8:30 in the morning, I made the decision, 30 seconds after being downsized for the second time, I made the decision to start my own business. And so I did it. I literally created business cards on my Macintosh and print them out on my laser printer on cardboard, card paper, cardstock, I should say. Not perforated. I had to cut them out with scissors. I printed out the business card of my new consulting company, Jim Blasingame & Associates. Literally from whole cloth, from a blank sheet of paper, from nothing, I created Jim Blasingame & Associates, cut out the cards, and hit the street and walked up and knocked on doors and said, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" And that was the origins of this business. And for a long time, I was a business consultant to small businesses. And I had some success. I was successful at it. I made a living, did well. And then along about 1997, I decided that I had more to say than to one person at a time. I was just arrogant enough to think that I had that to say. And so I started doing research on what would it take to get my ideas out there to more than one person at a time. And I thought, obviously, radio was one of the options. And so on Monday, after a lot of research and quite a bit of work and, quite a bit of effort, on Monday, November 17th, that's 14 years ago this coming Thursday, or as you could say, 14 years ago today because it was on a Monday, I began broadcasting the Small Business Advocate Show for 2 hours, Monday through Friday. And since the first day, the program has been nationally syndicated on terrestrial radio. In January 98, we began simulcasting on the Internet. Only 2 months after I broadcast on the radio for the first time, we began simulcasting in 98. Think about that, folks. How many people do you know have been simulcasting since 98? And then in 99, we started doing on-demand streaming where we collected our shows and recorded them and made them available. So 97 we started the show. 98 we started simulcasting on the Internet. 99 we started archiving our shows, and that's what's been going on, plus all kinds of new stuff ever since. So this is our 14th anniversary. This Thursday will be my 3,641st live broadcast since we began, including the holidays, even when I was on the road, with very, very, very few exceptions, as you know. I've conducted almost 15,000 live interviews with small business experts and entrepreneurs in the last 14 years. And this Thanksgiving, next week, I guess it is, I'll broadcast my 15th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show, God willing. So when you hear me, folks, when you hear me talking about being passionate about the business you start and not doing it until you know that you're going to love, do you believe you're going to love what you do? Now you know, when I say that, when I talk about those things, I practice what I preach. From the beginning of this show back in 97, my primary programming goal was to focus on the fundamentals that are important to successfully starting, operating, and growing a small business, and to make all those things available to you for free. Now, there are a lot of people out there who have radio shows now. In those days, nobody was doing it. And there are a lot of people out there who call themselves small business experts, whatever. In those days, 97, not that many. And so we've come a long way together. And I want to thank you for allowing me to do this all these years. And I also want to thank our corporate partners, our sponsors, who've been right there believing what we did and believing that you needed, that they wanted to be part of getting you the help that you needed. And so it's we need to be sure we say thanks to those folks too. Along the way, over the last 14 years, we've received a number of awards and recognition for our work on behalf of small business owners, and every one of them were accepted in your honor, small business owners, because you're our heroes. All the work that we do here is all because of you and for you. Also this week, 12 years ago, I started publishing the Small Business Advocate newsletter. And this week's volume that just went out, Volume 12, Issue 1, represents the 625th consecutive weekly issue, all delivered compliments of my business, Small Business Network, Inc., and our sponsors. And I want to thank you for being, those of you who've been loyal subscribers all these years, I want to thank you for that. If you're not, please go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, as we always do, and as we have every Sunday afternoon. You know, there was one weekend that I didn't get it out years ago, probably 10 years ago. I didn't get it out on a Sunday because my email client crashed, and I couldn't get it going until the next morning. That went out on Monday morning, but every other one has gone out on Sunday afternoon. And if you're a subscriber, you know what I'm talking about. It's like clockwork. And we were even getting it out like clockwork before things were so automated as they are right now. So I hope you'll subscribe to the newsletter. And finally, folks, I want to thank you for your support, for your comments, your critiques, your many words of encouragement, and especially for the honor and the privilege of being your advocate. I'm already looking forward to our next year together. We've got 15 coming up, the 15th year coming up, and our anniversary a year from now. God willing, we'll be celebrating that a year from now. As I wrap up this segment, I want to remind you that nothing I do as a small business advocate is about me. It's all about you, my heroes, small business owners, regardless of where you live on planet Earth. Small business owners, you're my hero. You're who inspires me, and I thank you. The world thanks you for your work and for your sacrifice and your effort. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.